The Novena in Honor of St. Thorlak of Iceland. Day 8. St. Thorlak, True Ambassador for Christ. St. Thorlak often acted as mediator between feuding parties, between chieftains and the church, and between penitents and God. It may be said that he took the role of ambassador in these matters, since in each case he was acting as a diplomat for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Thorlak may have been quiet and humble, but he never flinched in his duties as ambassador for Christ to chieftains, archbishops, and kings, even more, to ordinary people. St. Thorlak was no stranger to political tension. When elected Bishop of Skalholt, he validly received this office from his predecessor. However, formal consecration could only be conferred by the Archbishop of Norway, who in turn required consent from the king. The political hostilities between Iceland and Norway at the time found the king unwilling to consent, even threatening violence against Iceland. St. Thorlak held steadfast to his request, asking nothing more than acceptance and validation of his election. Eventually, his quiet perseverance won out, and the king's blessing was given. St. Thorlak was as much a diplomat between the church and its people. He ranked highly as bishop, yet preferred the company of common folk. He held himself to high personal standards of fasting and abstinence, but if, for instance, he attended a banquet where alcohol was served, he gave the gracious appearance of sipping his drink in appreciation, but secretly never truly imbibed. In another example of his magnanimity, it was revealed that St. Thorlak's funeral, that he had quietly cared for a man with leprosy until his death. Such was the way of Bishop Thorlak, faithful representative of Jesus to all he met. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remember that as Christians we are called to be ambassadors of your kingdom among our own friends, families, and municipalities. Help us to emulate the example of St. Thorlak in always remembering our allegiance as your representatives. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.